The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, happy Friday. It's here.
Whoa, we made it.
Yeah, we certainly did. And if you're driving to work this morning and thinking, yeah, I've made it as well, join the team.
Welcome.
That's it. Welcome
indeed.
It's an
exclusive club, isn't
it,
really?
Yeah, very much so, this time of the morning. Everyone excited for the weekend?
Oh, pumped.
Yeah.
Going to the football tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to the Jets game, are you?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh.
Did you
score,
get some of the exclusive tickets that were going around yesterday?
I sure did.
Nice one. Nice
perks
one.
Of working at New FM.
It pays to know who you know, doesn't it?
That's it.
Have you managed to weasel your way into best seats in the house?
No, I'm not that fancy. Although you would think, being co-host of the Novos, you get some more benefits. So I'm hoping for a meet and greet with some of the players, but I don't think that won't happen.
Ryan Scott, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I'll just give Ryan a call. Just be like, hey, come see me after the game.
That's it.
We've got a chat.
That's it.
And all bring some of your other teammates.
That's it. That's it. We've got to have a chat.
Important work business. Yeah.
Journalism work.
That's it. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. What about you? On for the weekend? What are you up to?
I've got footy tomorrow.
Nice.
Early.
Ooh,
real
what
early.
Time?
What time?
We're playing. The game starts at 9 in the morning.
Oh.
At number one sports ground.
That's too early.
It's so early. We got to get there 7:45 to start warm up and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. So, quiet night for me tonight.
So, you were picked.
Yeah. I've been picked.
Lovely.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah, we play early tomorrow morning. So, it'll be... early to bed for me as well tonight, I think.
Cardiff Hawks fans, get ready. Stephen's playing the most important part of this discussion we've just found out there. Exclusive. No one else knew that. Now you do. So you wake up with the Novos. Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone. It's 5:05. I
love it. The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
All right, so yesterday we placed bets on... how many points I would score in my basketball game last night.
We did, yeah.
What was mine again? Like 20 or something?
You said 10 points, I believe.
Yeah, I said 3.
Ari said 3. I said 14.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm just playing in like a men's 5th grade competition at Newcastle Basketball Stadium. Yeah.
Bit unfair though, because you can just like play the amount of points you said you'd get and then stop.
Mm. Well, you know what? I got to the amount of points I said... and kept going.
Really?
No way.
I said 14 yesterday, finished with 16 according to the website.
Oh, my God.
Well done. There you go.
Oh, wait. According to the website, you weren't even keeping track too many, was it?
No, well, who counts that? No one counts that. But I've checked it this morning. 16 points, apparently.
That is pretty good.
I'll take that.
You'd be too focused on the game, wouldn't you? Tactics and all that, skills.
Oh, just, you know, I'm not bothered by that sort of stuff. Numbers and that, you know, personal accolades mean nothing. It's all about the team accolades with me.
That is such a lie.
As long as the boys got the win, shout out to the boys. You know, they all.
I've never heard such a bunch of phooey in my life.
I do have a question. Were you the highest point scorer of the night?
Yeah.
Oh.
As if he didn't
just
know that.
Just casually brush it off the shoulder. Like, yeah, of course it was.
What's the name of your team again?
The Stevens.
Misfits.
The Misfits.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
They, the number one scoring point scorer in the Misfits
for
last
one
night.
Last night.
I mean, that stat will remain on the website for up to 1 week.
Until it's replaced by next week's games.
Yeah, by you again.
But there you go. I am.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the winner of our bet.
Well,
I feel like we are amongst royalty this morning, Ari.
And I feel just like useless next to Stephen. He's just, you know, the sportsman. He's the god of sport.
Well, the god of sport.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you used to be in the god squad, but now he's the god of sport. How things have changed. Coming up next, we're catching up with Jackie to dive a little deeper into those local news headlines. As you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh, good morning, Miss Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. Great, thank you.
You look very pretty today. You got your hair done. You look very vibey. Doesn't she look good, boys?
Yeah, ready for the weekend, no doubt.
Yes, definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right, let's get into the news headlines, though. A bit of a serious one this morning to note. So the 16-year-old responsible for the stabbing of a religious leader in Sydney, he's facing some more consequences today, I believe.
Yes, so we have a 16-year-old boy who's actually still at a medical facility in Sydney. Sydney following the attack that he did, because there was a riot afterwards and everything. Mm-hmm. So he'll appear in a bedside court hearing today following the stabbing, alleged stabbing in Sydney on Monday.
Okay. Jeez. Gosh, he's, yeah, bedside. That's interesting.
Yes.
Well, I guess he's still in hospital, but needs to get to court, I guess.
You'd think you'd get out of it for a little bit, wouldn't you? You'd be thinking, like, oh, I can dodge me court day for a little bit. Nah, no. They bring in the old Zoom telly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
COVID's done him in, haven't they?
Before pretty COVID, much.
Probably no bedside. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not a, I don't know if that's a fact, but.
I think you're right, though.
Didn't he also lose, like, 2 fingers during the assault or something?
Oh, God, I haven't heard that.
Didn't have you?
Nah, never.
I think
heard
he
that.
Accidentally sliced his fingers off or something.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure about that, but okay. What I know is the bishop and the priest, they suffered stab wounds at the church, and then that's when the riot ensued and heaps of members of the public actually came and restrained him. So
right,
I'd say that's where he suffered the injuries, and then he's still in hospital. But yeah, it's all progressed pretty quickly. Yesterday police went to investigate and like interview him at hospital, and then that's when he was charged, and then the court hearings today.
Wow, quick turnaround. That's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Other news, one of our local pollies has been a victim of vandalism. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. So MP Pat Conroy.
Oh, yeah.
So at his office in Belmont, there's smashed windows and vandals painted on the windows, Free Palestine on the... they paint on the footpath, Free Palestine.
Right.
Wow. Red paint.
There you go.
That's a lot.
A bit more sinister than the old toilet paper thrown over the roof and stuff, isn't it?
Indeed. Yes.
Certainly is. Vandalism, no good. What a waste of resources in general.
Mm. Yeah.
It's going to take ages to clean up too.
Always the way. Mm. No need for any of that. Thanks for that, Jackie. A full news update again at 6 o'clock as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Top of 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley. Chance of showers as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. The Olympics in Paris, only 98 days away,
team. Oh, my
goodness.
How have we cracked double digits? It's
already
so exciting.
Yeah.
It's very approaching rapidly.
Just side note, breakdancing is coming to the Olympics this year.
Fantastic.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
We need more sports like that.
Thank you.
Less running around a track.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe I put my pistol shooting dreams on hold just for now and shoot for breakdancing.
Well, you are so good on the dance floor. Having seen you at the Stag and Hunter in Mayfield.
Look how smug he is, look.
I'm pretty confident you do well.
When you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like
well.
Gold or silver, you know, I'll take either for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The issue, though, that Paris is having, though, is more around the swimming events.
Okay.
Now, not the stuff in the pool, but I'm talking about, like, the triathlon things. So what's going on is usually with these events, they try and, if they do, have a good body of water to have the swim, you know, not just in a pool.
Yep.
They've been shooting to have it in the Seine River, which is the big one that runs down the middle of Paris, very famous. There's so many famous bridges that go over it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And they were planning to have it there. Unfortunately, water testing over the last couple of years has indicated it has not been ready. So
what's happened to the water?
It's too polluted, basically. And from most recent testing, it is too polluted with fecal matter.
Oh!
Basically,
there's poo in the water.
You've got it. So
the scientific words aren't fooling us.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
They've spent over $1.4 billion.
Really?
Already trying to get it clean enough, including... So one of the big issues was there was just like a lot of drains going in there and stuff, but also a lot of river boats would just dump the stuff straight in the river.
Okay, so are there solutions to stop the boats, redirect the drainage and put chlorine in it? Is that what this
no,
is about?
No, they can't
get Tony Abbott out there, right? Yeah. No, that'll stop the boats, won't it?
No, what they've had to do is, like, at the sides of the river, they've had to set up, you know, like when you go to a caravan park and you see those, like, you see people, it's so embarrassing for them, carrying, like, the little tubs of, you know, stuff from the toilet,
the
little blue tubs, and, like, tipping it into a tank. They've sort of had to set up something like that for boats, where they hook up, like, a big pipe and, like, pump it off the ship.
So this fecal matter confirmed of human origin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
It doesn't really matter what origin it is. It's still fecal matter.
That's right. Apparently, it's still not clean enough. They keep testing it, hoping it's improving. They're doing everything they can.
So they're just going to resort to, like, the local pool around the corner or something like that to host it?
I have no idea. Well, I don't think they're ready.
As an athlete there, you'd want it not just scrape and pass the tests.
No.
You'd want it clean and well and truly clean.
Yeah. So all I can say is good luck to them and good luck to any athletes that have to do that swim.
Bring a bag.
Yeah, that's it. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Speaking of feeling good, I don't know if I'm alone in this on a bit of an island, but have you ever, just around the team, gone to fill up your car at a service station before the crack of dawn, like before 6 a.m.
at any time
in your life?
So rare. It is very rare. Normally, I try and get to work and then do it after because I don't allow myself enough time in the morning.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I allow myself enough, but never do it.
Sure. I've done this multiple times, especially when I've gone, it's a Sunday afternoon. I'm like, I can't be bothered to go out and get fuel. I'll get it in the morning before I go to work. I did that earlier on in the week. And there's just something about it that's so relaxing, and it's honestly a great way to start your day. There is nobody there is nobody there. You don't have to wait in line to pay, and it's just peaceful. There is not a sound.
Oh,
there
you go. You're in my car. He's going to pull up my car, right? Yeah. You're at it.
I think it's just it's one of life's greatest experiences. I reckon. I think you have to.
Excuse, hang on.
That is a big claim. We can't leave that unchecked.
I reckon
filling up your car with petrol early in the morning is one of life's great experiences.
Yep.
You write that one down on Ari's tombstone.
No, trust me. Just do it once or twice in your life and it will change the way you think about filling up your car.
I don't think it will.
I'm going to leave it on that.
Take your word for it.
Fine. That's okay.
What a great way to start your Friday if you're just joining us. Fantastic. Thanks for that, Ari.
You're welcome.
You've made my day. Newcastle, 24 for Maitland in the Valley, mostly sunny. Chance of showers later today, though, as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And coming up very shortly, we've got your What's On Guide to the Weekend, everything happening around our great region.
Yes! Can't wait.
That is exciting. This is very scary.
Okay.
Aussie researchers have clearly been spending too much time in the lab, not enough time at the cinemas.
Oh, dear. What's happened?
Because I think it's time we ring the Frankenstein bell.
What?
They're mixing and matching DNA. There you go. Thank you. They're mixing and matching DNA of different species in what they're calling assisted evolution.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this. This makes me nervous.
It's caused a wider debate, and it has got a lot of people, like myself, a little bit cautious.
All right.
So Dr. Dan Harley from Zoos Victoria says preventing more extinctions will require human intervention, innovation, and effort. He's essentially gone, we've put these animals in a position where now they are endangered.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility to fix them, to get them out of that hole we've dug for them.
Right. So another way of protecting all the species in our country.
Okay.
Yes. And it is, our country as well is a unique kind of example. Nearly half of our birds and 90% of our mammals, reptiles and frogs are found nowhere else on Earth. Only here in Australia.
So we do have to protect them.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. It's on us. The buck stops on us.
Yep.
So scientists are just trying to keep them alive, essentially. Stop more extinction events.
That's pretty noble efforts, isn't
it?
Yeah. It is, but they're using techniques like crossbreeding, gene editing to tweak the genomes of vulnerable animals.
Yeah, I'm into it. I reckon it's good.
So, let me just get this straight. It's not like we're going, we're going to mix a poodle with a Labrador to make a Labradoodle. So, it's not like this per se. It's talking about other species.
Essentially, what they've gone is they've got, this frog. We've got this frog here in Australia.
Yeah.
And now the climate's getting a bit warmer. It's struggling with the heat.
Mm.
You know what's good in the heat? A thorny devil. Let's mix the DNA of a thorny devil and a frog to allow that frog to be better at dealing with the hot climate.
So it's going to be like a thorny frog.
I don't think it's right.
Well, they're selecting the bits of the DNA that they want to mix. So they're isolating the bit of... obviously, this is just an example I've pulled off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But they would have grabbed the bit of the thorny devil, which makes it so heat resilient.
Oh.
And they go, you know what, Mr. Frog, have a bit of that.
I think this is a good idea because obviously... all of the, I guess, different traits that are needed for animals to survive are out there in other animals. Mm-hmm. If you can just put the right ones in the right ones, you'll be good as gold.
In my head, all I could hear is Jeff Goldblum as Dr. Malcolm going, nature finds a way.
Oh,
Have you not seen Jurassic Park? This is what they do. They add, you know, frog DNA and bits and bobs and they mix and match it all, and then all of a sudden they get themselves in trouble.
Nah, it'll be fine. Nah, you can just put them on an island and put a fence up. It'll be all good.
It doesn't work like that.
Electric fence solves everything. Haven't you seen Jurassic Park?
Oh, God.
I have seen Jurassic Park. That's why I'm so concerned about this. But there is, I guess, a wider debate, but it seems like they're pretty bent on making sure that these animals survive, and they think this is the best way to do it.
Scientists better be careful, though. Heed the warnings of the movies.
And also Stephen.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Just like Crevo said, this is our beautiful What's On Guide for the Weekend. Across our wonderful region, I love doing this every week. This makes me so happy.
And you're the best at it.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe in the world.
You guys are really nice to me this morning. Okay, let's get into it. First of all, tonight we have the home game for the Newcastle Jets, the men's, against Wellington FC at McDonald Jones Stadium. That's at 7:45 p.m. Wellington Phoenix, second on the ladder. So it's going to be a really tough game for our boys, but I'm confident.
We beat them in New Zealand earlier in the season.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, convincingly as well.
Here's what I have one thing to say to Wellington, and that's this.
Suck eggs.
That's it. Good luck to our Jets. Come on.
Of course. And don't forget the women are playing their home semi-final, leg one, against Melbourne City FC. That's at Maitland Sports Ground coming up, on Sunday, I believe, at 3 p.m.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yep. Okay, so next of all, tonight also we have Dawn French, the amazing British actress and comedian, also known for her star role in Vicar of Dibley. She's coming to the Civic Theatre tonight at 7 p.m. She's also performing tomorrow from 1 p.m. and also 6 p.m. as well. So if you haven't got tickets to go see Dawn French, definitely go and do that at Civic Theatre.
What a blast from the past as well. I've heard of Vicar of Dibley for ages. Is it still running?
Probably. Yeah, on some streaming platform.
Yeah, rerunning everywhere. Next you have on Saturday. Now this is something for Stephen. I know he loves roller skating. The Newcastle Roller Derby League is happening at Fort Smashley's versus Harbour Hellcats at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
What a great name for a team.
Yeah, I reckon.
Fort Smashley's.
Fantastic. I did have a look at the roller derby, but I'm too quick for them.
Mm. You're too quick. Okay, that's happening from 8 a.m. through till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
You're only being fair.
That's right. Also,
you said the Incredibles. Dash has to finish second, you know? Yeah. That's like me.
Okay, you're making it fair. All right, moving on. The Newcastle Knights, they're also playing. The men are away against Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs at Acor Stadium. So if you can get down the M1, do so. That's happening at Sunday, 2 p.m. Bit of a matinee for you. And last of all, on Sunday, the City of Newcastle Marathon is happening on the Newcastle foreshore. So that's happening from 6 a.m. You've got the marathon, you've got the half marathon. So if you're around the foreshore, just be aware that there might be some traffic changes, but that's very exciting. If I could run it, I would.
Yeah, I think you could.
You can run
it. Yeah, you're a big runner.
I've done marathon once in my life, and that's it. Where I cap it.
Why not expand your horizons? Have you done a full marathon yet?
No.
Well, this is your chance.
Well, this is Newcastle's chance to achieve their dreams, so that's happening on Sunday.
Can't wait to hear your time on Monday morning show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, looking
I'm sure it'll be one of the quickest marathons ever.
Now that you've promised to do it, we're excited that you are.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So, major dramas yesterday for the mighty Cardiff Hawks training session.
What's happened? What have you done?
To begin with, on my way to training, was driving in the hail. Did you guys get done by that hail?
No.
Only a tiny, tiny bit in... It must have been the Hamilton area.
Yeah. Right.
I was at the shop and it's just hit.
Apparently around the lake as well.
No, oh, okay.
It didn't come out like Edgeworth way, so I don't know.
Well, once I got to Pasterfield, it was fine. It was actually fairly clear.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, Cameron Park was actually all right itself.
Yep.
But, yeah, I was driving there in the hail. I thought, oh, this is going to be an absolute punishment of a training session. Get to Pasterfield, it's actually fairly clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Newcastle Jets
Jetster?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What?
The lights just turned out. At Basford Oval. Like that happened to our A-League women's team, of course, in their elimination final last week. Yeah, about, I don't know, 5 minutes to seven or something like that. Lights just full, all of them just turned off.
Someone forgot to press reset on the Clipsal timer.
Clearly.
What do you reckon, mate? I was thinking maybe they've forgotten with daylight savings or something like that.
Could be as well,
No, I just wanted it down there and just clipped some of the cords just to stitch up.
Did you?
Yeah. I know where the power box is.
Oh, these boys are too loud training. Yeah.
Keep it down.
Turn the lights off. I can't sleep. Yeah, all that jazz.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, mystery solved.
Yeah. Next time, just leave them on a little bit longer. I want to finish training, please.
Yeah, right. We'll do, mate.
Hey, coming up next, your first chance of the morning to win some boarding passes on UFM's boat party on Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht with DJ Topic. This is a do-not-miss situation. Your first chance to win for the morning coming up next as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Happy Friday, everyone. 20 to 7, you're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. Now, Stephen, you always have your laptop in here.
Yeah.
And how old is that laptop there?
I've had it since I was in year 10 at school.
Wow.
So, I was in year 10 in 2014. It's 10 years old, this laptop is.
10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
and quite often I have to leave it away from the microphone because it sounds like it's about to take off. It's probably the hardest worker in this studio.
The fan just keeps going and
it's
going.
Constantly. Absolutely on the go. Now, part of the reason, look, the other day you were complaining actually, saying, oh, why doesn't my laptop hurry up? So slow.
It is so slow, but it's 10 years old.
That is not the problem. The problem is, and I noticed this when you turned it around for me to have a look at, was that in your internet browser, you've got Chrome open there.
Oh, and you've been looking through his history, have you?
I haven't been. No need. Okay. I didn't need to look through his history because everything he's ever opened on the internet is still open. He's got about 50 tabs open.
I have seen this. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah.
He's got so many tabs open. Why do you have so many tabs open?
I just feel like it's easier to open a new tab. And then, like, if you ever need to come back to that tab you opened before, it's there. It's ready for you.
Like the wise words of our promotions manager, Luke Hetherington, just bookmark it and come back to it later.
No, because they don't have too many bookmarks. No. I'm saving time in the long run.
No, you're not, because your computer's going so slow, everything takes forever.
Yeah, now, that's right.
I did actually, it was very slow this morning, so I actually cleared it when I came in, crossed everything. But we are now, what, about 6:45 in the morning?
Yep.
And I've got 17 tabs open from this morning. From 5 o'clock this morning till now, I've got 17 tabs open.
You don't need that many. You really don't.
Here's the thing, though. You're not alone, right? So I know some people. Oh, my mum is such a bandit for this. She's got a laptop and she has the same complaint. She's like, it's so slow. I don't know why it's so slow. I'm like, let me have a look here. You've got everything you've ever opened still open.
Oh my God.
You two are both tab hoarders.
Ooh.
It's classic hoarder behavior. You see it on those.
Hoarder is a mode of language.
No, you see it on like on Vice or whatever. They have that show Hoarders.
Yes.
And they're like, do you want to throw away this box of, you know, Tupperware from 1978? And they're like, no, I might use it one day. Like, don't you think you could just go and search for a new piece of Tupperware or something? No, I'll just keep it there. It's saving time. It's the exact same words you're using before.
It absolutely is. Just slightly monitored for the computer.
This is what I wanted to do here.
Yeah.
4967-4105. Are you a tab hoarder or do you have one in your life? Maybe it's your partner or whatever who's just got so many tabs open for no reason. Someone you work with, maybe.
My dad's like this. Every time he's got his iPad or the Mac open or whatever, I walk past, I'm like, what is that? Billions of tabs just open. Oh, no, it's got all my soccer articles, blah, 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 from like 1985 or whatever stuff. So, yeah. So you and my father, Stephen.
Yeah. Two peas
in a pod.
There you go.
Thank you, Grimo.
So, up for grabs today, we've got a couple of boarding passes for our boat party on Cruiser Nightclub. This is a super yacht with DJ Topic. This is going to be an unbelievable night.
I was listening to Topic Songs last night as well. I know way more than I just initially thought I did.
Yeah. We've got a superstar in our midst, and you could be on a boat with him, a boat party.
So pumped.
4967-4105. Dob in a tab hoarder. Maybe it's yourself or maybe it's someone you know, and we'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. 23 chance of showers for today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Asking the question, are you a tab hoarder or do you want to dob one in? Bit of an intervention for you, Stephen, because
we're calling you out.
Your 10-year-old laptop, it's already struggling day to day. You know, it's a little fan huffing and puffing.
It's about to go to the moon.
It's 80 in human years.
That's right. Laptop years is times 8, like you said, Ari. And that's because, look, it's puffing and puffing so much because when I saw your Chrome browser, you were showing me some video or something. So there's 50 tabs open. What are you doing? What are you keeping them all for? There's no need.
I guess the first step to fixing a problem is recognising you have one. Mm-hmm. And while I am hell-bent on saving time and being like, you know, having them all there is good in the long run.
Yeah.
A real wake-up moment is when the icon for each tab becomes so small because you've got so many that you can't even select it anymore. Yeah. It's too hard to click it. That's when you're like, oh, I'm in a bit of strife here.
Got to do something about it. Well, now is that time. 4967 4105 is the number to call.
We've got a couple tickets as well for an exclusive boat party aboard the cruising nightclub.
Yeah, cruiser. It's actually a super yacht.
Three levels.
It's a cruiser nightclub, and DJ Topic is going to be there as well, which is just going to be fantastic.
So good. That's next Sunday night.
Yeah, certainly is.
All right, 4967-4105. We'll head to Madowie. Good morning, Gabby. Are you a tab hoarder or do you want to dob one in?
I'm actually the tab hoarder.
Oh, so I'm no longer a man on an island. How bad has this gotten, Gabby?
So when you have a Samsung phone, you can only get 99 tabs open before they start deleting your oldest one. I'm constantly at 97.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you keeping an eye on things, are you? Deleting your own, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, just always got that sort of like, you know, close that one because otherwise my other 97 will go. So, yeah.
Is there a reason, Gabby, why you have so many open? Do you just, I never want to miss the next update from this certain page or?
It is. And, you know, some of them are good recipes. Some of them might even be like, you know, when I was looking at doing some research, I'm still trying to publish a bit of research. Yeah. So I've got some of the different journal things there. So it's sort of like, you know, they all just sit there.
Okay.
You know, tree I want to buy. So it all just sits there. But the problem is that exactly that, it just keeps sitting there.
Yeah. Well, first step is, of course, admitting that you have a problem.
Mm.
Should we do some more therapy?
Yeah, let's do it. It's a safe space.
We'll head to Maryland next. Morning, Jen. Are you the tab hoarder or do you want to dob someone in?
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Friday. I'm pretty ashamed of myself.
Why is that? What's
I'm
going on?
I'm a tab holder over three split screens.
Three split screens.
Please elaborate for us. What do you mean?
So I like to, I've got my social media screen.
Yeah.
I've got like working docs screen. And then I've got my other screen for like, you know, music and whatnot. And believe it or not, the screens for my music is basically tabs to do with music and stuff. The screens for social media are tabs to do with my social media and stuff. And the screens for my docs. So I've got over probably, I don't know, about close to about 150 to 200 times, but not all the time. And it does slow my computer down.
Don't you start backpedaling now.
Crazy, but I love it.
You love it.
Yeah, well, I do tend to agree with Jen. Sometimes you never know when you might need it. It feels easier to just open a new one than...
Sounding more and more like those who are tab hoarders are actually probably the most organised people. Like, they've got everything ready to go.
There you go. Look, it's a new way to organise it.
I'm converting.
You're not doing this, Crevo?
No,
you are wasting so much time.
I'm all about clean, simple living, thank you.
1053 UFM.
The
Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, this is so easy. All you got to do really is figure out what are the order is of three things I give you in terms of price, cheapest to most expensive.
So if you've gone shopping, you'll know how this works.
Exactly right. The lowest to luxe, if you will.
Have you ever bought anything ever?
Like in your life?
You're qualified to win.
That's it. Very, very simple. Hey, how good's the prize today? First of all, you're guaranteed a couple of tickets to our advanced screening of The Fall Guy. That's at Event Cinemas Katara on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 6:30. It's a little red carpet event. The who's who of Katara will be there.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to miss it. Plus, you're also in the draw for a couple of boarding passes to our boat party on Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht with DJ Topic.
Get in.
Little example of how it works for you guys.
Yeah,
please. People get it. They all know right. how it works.
You reckon?
Yeah.
All right, let's just do it. 4967 4105. Three things in order, cheapest to most expensive. Win yourself prizes if you sort it out. We'll play next here at New FM. 7:10, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And coming up, I'll be giving you all the details to a brand new kind of entertainment business venture. It's all about yo-yos. It's very exciting.
What? This sounds great. We'll do it next.
1053. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, lowest deluxe, we give you three things. You just need to figure out the order, the cheapest to the most expensive. Get it right. You are off to our advanced screening of The Fall Guy at Event Cinemas Katara on the 23rd of April, which is fantastic. Red carpet event.
Thank you.
Plus, you're in the draw for boarding passes on our boat party on Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht. Let's meet our contestant vying for these prizes, shall we?
Yeah, our Nova Castri competitor today is Brendan from Sandgate. Morning, mate. How's Friday treating you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
You working hard today?
Yeah, mate, working hard today.
Good man. I assume you always are. Much planned for your weekend?
No, quiet one this weekend. I had a couple of big ones, so quiet one at home is good.
You can tell yourself that all you want. I reckon it'll turn into a big one.
Probably will. You probably will. Once the beers come in, it probably will be.
Yeah.
Free for all.
Yeah, once the beers come in, it probably will.
All right, let's get into this. So we got three items for you, mate. You got to list them from the least to the most expensive, the lowest deluxe, best of luck.
Here we go. First item, Apple AirPods second generation from JB Hi-Fi Katara. That's the homemaker's one. Mm-hmm. Right, that's item number one.
Right.
Item number two, 5 calamari rings and chips from Vinny's Takeaway at Georgetown.
Right.
Item number three, the Milwaukee 18-volt 11-piece combo kit power pack including fuel from Sydney Tools at Katara.
Oh, my God. You haven't made it easy for him.
No.
All right, what are you thinking? Three items there. You got your Apple AirPods, you got your calamari and chips, and you got the Milwaukee 11-piece kit. What do you think's the least expensive to start with?
I'm going to go to the calamari chips.
All right, we're locking that in as the lowest. What follows that?
And the JB.
You want the AirPods?
AirPods.
Yeah, and the Milwaukee third.
Okay. Ooh. All right, well, here we go. I can reveal that the calamari and chips, 5-piece, from Vinny's Takeaway at Georgetown.
Delicious.
$19.25.
Woof, wow. That's an expensive lunch.
Don't get your beverages as well.
Nah,
milk chocolate or something like that.
Nah, no, milk chocolate not included.
Oh,
but they do have a lot of chips there, so that's probably all right.
Okay.
Your Apple AirPods, you said they were second. They are second generation as well. They come in at $370.
Oof. All right.
Very expensive for a couple of headphones, isn't it?
This
little tiny thing's so easy to lose as well.
All right, so that leaves us with, for you to walk away with all the chockies, and by that I mean a couple of tickets to the movies, you need the 11-piece Milwaukee kit to be more than $370.
Oh, here we go.
This includes angle grinder, they got the reciprocating saw, and fuel as well.
Whatever all that means, yep.
It comes in at $2,387. He's got it, done it!
Yeah, beauty.
You have made Sandgate proud. You have made your family proud, your friends, your cousins, everyone included. You are the latest local winner here on UFM. Well done, my friend.
Yep.
7:21, you're waking up with the Novos for your Feel Good Friday here at New FM.
Speaking of a Feel Good Friday, though, this story, I hope, brings some smiles to people's faces. So there's a new entertainment venture that's been unveiled across the Newcastle Hunter region, and I've done a bit of a deep dive on it. So a local, actually, around the Maitland area, has come up with a brilliant idea that my brother and I would have loved many years ago. It's called the yo-yo meet. So you know how you have like car meets and things like that?
Oh,
everybody brings their old-fashioned cars.
Yeah, I'm about
it. Yep. Same thing, but with yo-yos. So everybody brings their specialty yo-yos of all different kinds. They come and have a little meeting together, show off their skills, learn some new ones, share some stories, ideas, all that type of jazz. So this is happening, I think this weekend as well, this Sunday at Harold Gregson Park in Maitland. And it's really interesting. I've done a bit of a deep dive as well. Apparently, there are such things as yo-yo competitions in all different states.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Like Victoria, New South Wales.
It's an emerging sport. And
it is.
I think it's one of the best sports ever.
So actually. Much so.
Me.
So
what?
Much so.
Me.
Excuse you. There's a national championships for yo-yos.
Oh, sorry. I'm just woken up.
Just because you're off in your hawk game or whatever it is, you reckon that's the only sport that counts. There are other sports, I'll have you know.
This would have been great in the, like, 60s. You don't need a yo-yo meet now. Are you kidding?
So you're telling me, as a young man, you never had any yo-yos?
Yo-yos were a great toy.
Yes.
You know, oh, brilliant. A bit of string on a rock. That is a great toy, when the only other thing you have to play with is just a rock without a string. We've got so many cooler toys now.
Oh, come on. Yo, there's something like very skillful about, you know, walking the dog and all that.
Absolutely. The cradle and all that type of stuff. When I was younger, my brother used to have at least five in his collection. They were, you know, like these
five
really,
yo-yos.
Yeah, over the years. You know, he had the big chunky ones that, you know, lit up when you did certain tricks. They made certain noises.
You were
fantastic.
Living.
Oh, it was fantastic. I thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. It's like magic tricks, you know, do a trick, you entertain the people. But yeah, so this little meet-up in Maitland this weekend.
It's going to be
yo-yos,
big. It's going to be
yo-yos
massive.
Absolutely.
If you're a yo-yo fan, don't miss it.
Mm. I remember we had at primary school some people come and do a yo-yo show. I was in like year six.
That's awesome.
Best I've slept since kindergarten nap time. I reckon at school.
I reckon you watched that show and loved it. I reckon you're a secret yo-yo fan.
Not true.
The biggest secret yo-yo fans are the biggest deniers.
I'm going to go on to say, I reckon if we went Crevo, we just hid around the corner, we'll be able to see Stephen there loving it to bits, showing off.
Say the organiser, is it you who's organised this, Stephen, and you're just denying it to
under
be all,
an alias?
All tough in front of your footy boys? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Never.
I think that's what it is. In fact, I'm gonna find out and have proof come Monday.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, it so is a feel-good Friday. Guess where I'm going tonight, boys?
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Jets. I'm going to go see my boys play. I'm so excited. I haven't got a chance to actually catch a home game. But, I'm taking my partner, Mitch, at 7:45 p.m. kickoff. I know it's a bit late for me. Usually that's around my bedtime. But it's a Friday, so
yeah, you
it's
let
totally
your hair
fine.
Down.
But I was having a little bit of a scroll through to see, you know, who's playing, who's out with injuries, whatever, just so I know what to expect coming into tonight's match against Wellington Phoenix. Turns out all their merch has gone on massive sale, so I might even get myself maybe like a hat, a scarf, maybe a shirt. Really exciting. I didn't know that they had Jets trading cards. Did you know about this?
No. Yeah, you can get them free every week.
Can you?
Yeah. You get them free. Well, when you walk in, if you walk in the main entrance of McNeil Jones,
yeah.
Go up those first stairs. Next, there's a merch stand there, and to the right normally, or just to the left, depending on what's going on, they'll have a merch, a little like a tent, where you can get your free trading cards, and there's normally a couple of players there that'll sign it for you as well.
Come on,
you're
hurry.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Guys who are injured maybe or not selected, they're happy to sign some trading cards for you and bits and bobs.
Oh my God, I will love that. Maybe I might not watch
week.
The game. I might just do that all night. Just get them to follow around the Jets players. But, hey guys, can you sign these for me?
Okay. I might do that.
Starstruck.
Each maybe their I'll own. Maybe I'll just dress up really pretty, and then maybe they can notice me and be like, "Oh yeah, yep, yep, yep. I'll sign them for you. No worries."
What
I'll
about catch Mitch?
Their eye. He can stand to the side.
Chopped liver?
Sometimes. No. He can just stand there and hold my bag. No, that's what he's good for. Just a bit of a hive of activity. I've also looked up on their website. There's going to be an inflatable dartboard before the game.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything to play for.
Absolutely. So if you haven't already known that they're playing at McDonald Jones Stadium tonight, get around it. 7:45 PM kickoff against Wellington Phoenix. Go there. I'll be there.
Okie dokie.
Hey, up next, another chance to make a local winner. 4967 4105. Your chance to score yourself a couple of tickets to our exclusive boat party. Help us settle a debate next here on New FM.
Top of 23, chance of showers. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And if you want to see DJ Topic on our exclusive boat party, now's yes. your chance. 4967 4105. Just need to help us sort a bit of a debate around restaurant etiquette. And particularly my attire. So on Wednesday, we went for a team lunch to How Chi, which is on King Street.
Very fancy restaurant.
Oh, unbelievable.
Mm. If you want some very, very good quality Chinese food, this is the place.
The Yum Cha was so good as well.
The dumplings. Yeah. Oh.
I love the, it was like collalini or something like that. And it essentially is to cauliflower what broccolini is to broccoli.
Yeah.
Just like long, tall stems of cauliflower. Unbelievable. They had this crispy chili fried chicken as well.
Oh, yeah. That was so great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
While all the food was really, really good, I did leave How Chi with a sour taste in my mouth. Because since Wednesday, I've been subjected to ridicule and the butt of jokes, all because I wore thongs to the restaurant.
Yeah, that was pretty bad form, I must say.
Well, I don't see an issue at all, but as soon as I stepped in, it was the topic of conversation.
Yeah. Straight away.
Couldn't have put shoes on?
Yeah, well, the rest of us are wearing, like, nice boots and sneakers and all that jazz. Yeah. It looks fancy. You're just rocking up in a pair of thongs.
It's such a nice establishment.
It is a nice establishment.
You went too casual. You didn't understand the assignment.
There were beautiful lamps in there and, nice flashy
marble table.
All that good stuff.
Mm. Well, we just walked into the entrance foyer of the restaurant and there's that little, they've got a little bar that's like, oh, please wait to be seated.
Yeah.
And while we were standing there, the table closest to us, there's a gentleman sitting there who had thongs on as well.
I didn't even notice.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Oh, he was wrong as well.
He might have just been making up an excuse. He wants someone else to be on this island with him, I think.
I just don't think I'm on an island. I actually think you two are in the minority. And for some reason, I've found myself in this weird backwards, upside-down world in studio where you guys are ridiculing me for it.
I do have a theory. Do you think that wearing thongs to a restaurant or anywhere, basically, is just an Australian staple? Like,
no,
that is our culture.
No.
No?
I think the only place that is acceptable is a place where the takeaway comes wrapped in paper.
No. Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
A fish and chip shop?
Yep.
No problems at all.
Yep, takeaway.
That's kind of thing. If it's takeaway only, that's another excuse as well.
Yeah.
If you go to a nice restaurant where there's mood lighting and nice music and, waiters behind the bar shaking cocktails.
Oof.
You don't want someone in there flip-flop in with your little clippity-cloppity, thongs.
Clippity-cloppity.
I didn't realise Newcastle was so uptight.
Havianas half-worn out. That's not acceptable.
The P&O flip-flops. Oh, they're funny.
They're the ones I was wearing.
You picked them off a cruise. Even worse.
Yeah.
I just think
not acceptable.
Newcastle is a beach town, and for that reason, we are, we're allowed to do that. It's a casual vibe.
I'm sorry. We were nowhere near the beach. Thank you very much. We were in the middle of the city next to Civic Park.
Not that far from the beach. Okay. Well, this is the debate, I guess. 4967 4105. Is it acceptable to wear thongs to a nice dining establishment, a nice restaurant, or is that wrong? 4967 4105. Just for having your opinion, you can get yourself a couple of boarding passes to our boat party on Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht with DJ Topic. No thongs allowed. That is enclosed
what?
Shoes.
It's not a boat.
Enclosed shoes only. 4967 4105. A little chance of showers later on. Tops of 22. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
49674105. Asking the question this morning, can you wear thongs at a restaurant?
A nice restaurant as well.
Well, we went for a team lunch at Hau Chi on King Street. I decided to wear my pluggers. I thought that was the correct attire.
Absolutely not.
I've been ridiculed ever since.
Where were they from as well?
My parents gave them to me. They were freebie off a cruise they went on.
Even worse.
Anyway.
You didn't even spend money on them.
Well, that, the point's mute. Anyway, 49674105. We're letting Newcastle decide. We'll head first to Charlestown. Robbie, what are your thoughts?
Well, Stephen, I'm amazed that you keep using the excuse that Newcastle is a beach town. Now, darling, we are a beach town, but we're not a beach town of bogans.
Yeah, oh, right. So you're saying this is wrong?
Bloody oath, I'm saying that's wrong.
Okay.
Right. Not mutually exclusive, apparently.
Good on you, Robbie.
Robbie,
I appreciate the passion.
Says no.
All right, now let's go to Millie in Elmore Vale. Good morning, Millie. Where do you sit on this debate?
Okay, so I agree with Crevo that, like, you just don't wear it to, like, a fancy restaurant because, like, that's just not right,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Thank you very much. Some support here, which I really appreciate.
Yes, I agree with Millie on that one.
I'm actually shocked. I thought I'd get more support.
All right. Well, let's see if you can find some support in Clarencetown. Caitlin, what do you reckon?
I'm sorry. I agree. I don't think you can be wearing thongs if you're going into somewhere nice. I think that's the takeout only, and just put on some shoes.
Three out of three,
Newcastle,
baby.
Newcastle's so uptight.
No, we're just smart dressers. You're the one who isn't.
You come over here from Perth, and you reckon everywhere, like your little country town over there, and you reckon you can just wear thongs everywhere.
All right. In a desperate Hail Mary, I'm trying to, you know, to secure a little bit of help in the last minute at the 11th hour. We're going to Madawi. Tracy, what are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I wouldn't, but I do think majority in this beach town would, younger, especially the age group, and it's certainly better than no shoes.
But so, hang on a second.
Tracy said, yes, all good. I'm going to take approval.
Well, no, no.
No further questions. No further questions. The witness is excused.
It's still 3-1, though. Crevo and I say no.
Get yourself some shoes. Put them on next time you go to a nice restaurant.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday. I don't know about you,
but I feel good. Oh, such an embarrassing moment for me yesterday.
What happened?
So I went to the chiropractor yesterday, get my back cracked.
Ooh.
Just like once a month I usually go.
Do you?
Yeah, just get adjusted, keep limber, all that sort of thing.
Is that painful at all?
Nah, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Part of your health cover?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, you might as well use it then.
Yeah, yeah. I only pay, like, I don't know, $20 or something for the cover.
Awesome.
So anyway, I go in there and turn over, you're on the, like, table thing. Mm-hmm. He goes, being extra safe today, are ya? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you got a second pair of undies on.
Are you wearing two undies?
I was like, what do you mean?
He goes, one bloke, two undies.
Yeah, like, you wearing a second? I'm like, nah, it must be, like, folded over or something. Like, I know I only put on one pair of undies.
No,
anyway,
sure?
Anyway, I get up at the end, right, and he goes, here you go. And he... Like, what had happened was, so in the morning, I came in here, did the show, right? Yeah. And then, of course, I have a shower before I go to the chiropractor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd, like, use the same shorts, which still had
your undies in them.
First undies in them. And they were hanging out the back of my shorts like a tail. So that means I, like, walked into the chiropractor with them hanging out the back.
That's the most embarrassing thing that's probably ever happened to you, hands down.
It's worse than toilet paper, Taylor. Yes.
That is 100% worse.
Especially, like, he handed them to me. He, like, pulled them out the back of my pants and handed them because I didn't believe it.
Like you're playing touch rugby at school. On your out.
Like an Oztag situation.
I can't believe that you've saved that story till this late in the day, Crevo.
Well, yeah, I thought prime time.
Oh, it is a feel-good Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So
that's a highlight.
If you're having a rough Friday, Just keep that in mind. That was my Thursday yesterday.
All right, coming up, something else that will probably get a massive reaction is a shopper or a couple are accusing supermarkets of rebranding the disgusting avocado versions.
Okay. Details next as you wake up with the Novo's 8:05. Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Shoppers currently are blowing up about this cover-up. A rebrand, a lie, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Over a green household staple. Okay, we talked a little bit, a little while ago, I suppose, about the what's more elite, the Hass or Shepherd avocados, and it was
not even a competition.
That's it, and like you say, not even close. The Hass wins every time, but this time of year, of course, from May to January, blah blah blah, the Hass avos are in season, but. From now, the Shepherds are in season from February to April. So they're still knocking about. So taking to Reddit, a shopper has actually accused a Coles shop. I haven't been to Coles recently, so I can't even confirm this. But Coles apparently, Coles are apparently trying to rebrand Shepherd avocados by posting a photo of the fruit with a sticker that reads, Green Skin Avocados. So because there is so much stigma around Shepherd being horrible, they're just like, oh, maybe if we can rename them, people might actually appreciate them more, or they might change their minds.
See, stigma should be reserved for an opinion that is, like, untrue, you know, for an opinion that's unfounded. But in this case, it is so founded. Shepherd avocados are one of the worst foods on the planet. They are terrible.
Some people actually commented on this saying, Shepherds, the poor cousin of the Hass. Or another wrote, Shepherd tastes like an AI avocado. So like the fake avocado,
it does.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, I feel like Shepherd avocados are to the avocado industry what Pepsi is to the cola industry.
Oh,
I can see you only get it if there's no Hass. Same as you only get the Pepsi when there's no Coke, right?
Yeah, okay, I'll give that to you.
You know, right. I think there's more Pepsi fans than Shepherd fans.
That's probably true.
Like, Shepherd, the problem is there's no Hass when Shepherds are around.
That's right.
So you really, like, if you need an avocado, you got to make a guacamole or something. Your hand is forced and often you always regret it.
Do you reckon they've stung anyone with this green avocado? Do you reckon they've fooled anyone?
Well, I reckon there'd be some people going, oh, is this like a brand new style
new
of
type.
Avocado?
Yeah.
So maybe I think maybe a few people might fall for it. But guys, just look at what's on the shelves and know what time of year that the Shepherds are out. They're just the same old Shepherd.
You can tell. Like, it's the skin is so much smoother. You know, they just they have that long shape.
And a rock hard everything.
Oh, yeah.
Center and surface.
Always remember, Hass forever, Shepherd never. That's the simple, like, saying. If you keep that in your mind, you'll never go wrong.
It's true because it rhymes. And if you were to take the streets of Newcastle and get a bit of a temperature check,
yep.
I reckon people are a bit conscious about the rise of AI.
Oh, 100%. I'm terrified.
Well, it's in the news a lot at the moment. There's a lot of the, like, deep fake videos and stuff around the US presidential election.
A lot of scamming going on.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. That's another big, I guess,
concerning one.
Concern of people. Another one is computers replacing jobs.
Yeah.
People do get a little bit worried about this. One shop is bucking the trend, though. So there's a supermarket in Brizzy who's decided to, I guess, roll out the caveman technology. They've scrapped all its self-serve checkouts, replacing them with manned counters.
You're kidding. So no more self-serve checkouts for this one place?
They've got rid of them all.
Wouldn't that throw you? If you walk in there, it's like, oh, I'm just going to get, you know, a packet of chips and a drink and whatever, and you got to line up to go through, like, a manned checkout. Oh, that would throw me.
Well, it's a bit of you're firing up the time machine.
Yeah,
really,
when
you?
Was the last time that, well, I don't know when self-serve checkouts were introduced. Do you guys know?
No.
Probably 20 years, though, I'd say.
It's been
self-serve?
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, what, no, 10 years ago, not even?
Nah, more than 10 years ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. 10 years ago, unbelievably, is 2014.
Creva, are you going to do a live
Google? Yeah, I'm doing it now. What?
Yeah.
Anyway, amongst yourselves.
IGA Greenslopes is the one who's made this change. They're doing it in an attempt to limit shoplifting.
Oh.
People nicking stuff. So
QUT,
retail expert Gary Mortimer has said that shoplifting in Australia is costing retailers about $9 billion each year, which is a pretty staggering figure.
But now they have, on those self-serve checkouts, they have cameras that watch you. So if you accidentally
well, in air quotes, accidentally put something in another section.
Yeah.
Well, it'll pick you up. It'll flag you so you can't keep scanning. And then the shop attendant has to come and identify what the heck you've done.
That's AI. And you're taking security jobs.
And you're all monitored under cameras now.
And you are right, Grevo. Like, while $9 billion each year is going out the shop, sale and brown onions gone up about 450%, just coincidentally. I'm not sure how that's happened. But the technology you speak of, Ari, that's fine for the big top dogs. You know, we're talking Coles, Woolies, like the big shopping giants.
They can do that.
They can implement this sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
The smaller, like, privately owned retailers, they obviously can't implement those security measures. They don't have the finances to do it. Mm-hmm. So, they've decided that instead of that, they're going back to the classic man checkout, and we'll just don't make a computer do what a man can do better, essentially.
Mm. Or woman.
It has opened up a bigger debate about do we need to, you know, self-serve checkouts at all, though.
Yeah, I think they could go.
I think they could go as well.
If there's a short line or no line at a man checkout, I'll always go there.
It's my preference as well, I think.
Well, my only issue is, and this happened to me literally last weekend when I was out shopping with my mum and dad. We went to a man checkout, just at like Woolies somewhere, and it took us like 25 minutes to get through just behind one person with just a regular half a trolley shopping because they were so slow. They wouldn't shut up and just do their job.
Well, I went to Audi Katara a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I don't normally go to Audi, but if you want some quick, you know, checkout attendance, get yourself to Audi. They just throw it in your bag. They don't care at all. Beep, beep, beep. Throw it goes.
Eggs on top of, milk on top of eggs, whatever. It just goes in the bag. If they learn to be quicker, though, surely you'd go for it, right?
I suppose. But at this stage, I'm still going to go with self-serve.
See, if I see the self-serve there, I always go... That's my reaction to have to go through self-serve. Not a fan.
You get angry.
Yeah, or just disappointed.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess the takeaway is training needs to be better then.
Yeah.
Make sure that the self-serve attendants are better. Oh, not the self-serve. The checkout attendants are better.
Faster and doesn't want to chat. I'm all good.
And then everyone's happy.
Everyone's a winner.
Now, guys, I have a new conspiracy theory knocking about in my head. I have so many. I always come up with one at least once a week. You guys know this. So my latest one is this thing about some of our... Yeah, thanks for that music, Creeper. Our bald actors of Hollywood. They've just become a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. All actors now are going bald, and I think it has something to do with their success rate. Everyone wants to go bald, or that they're more successful. So, you know, look at Daniel Craig, you look at Jason Statham, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I didn't know Daniel Craig was bald.
He might as well be.
He's going bald.
He looks like it. Yes.
Well, maybe this is a sign for me to get into acting because I am going bald so quickly. My hair's going so thin.
Well, you always say to us all the time that acting's easy. I could be a Hollywood actor.
Well,
look at me go. Look, ha, ha, ha. I'm hilarious. I can be funny. I can do sad. I can do happy.
Yeah, you can
fake cry on command. But the thing is...
See, that was an ad, was it?
Thank you very much.
Do you think that you are a good actor because you're going bold? Do you think you're going bold because you're a good actor?
Maybe both.
I think it's the first one. So what's that?
You're a good actor because you're going bold.
Yeah, that's it. I think it improves your skill.
Interesting.
Well, famously, all these actors that I did just mention, especially Dwayne The Rock Johnson, like he's a legend. You know, Daniel Craig, Statham, all that. They're the best. They're honestly they have great movies. They're very, very talented. And they're million billionaires or whatever it is. So, you know, I reckon the success comes from their baldness.
So do you think someone like a Jennifer Aniston or something like that is secretly bald?
Yeah.
And is wearing a wig?
Oh, she has the best hair in the business. Of course she's wearing a wig.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think this is a thing.
All actors are bold.
See,
good ones. All good, successful actors.
Right. So, your two-bit actor from the local theatre company in wherever is not.
So Robert Irwin's still got all his hair. That's all natural.
Well, that's...
Irwin is not an actor. He's a presenter/host. Okay, right.
And he's not good either. So that's...
That's what I mean. That's why he's got all his hair.
Don't be coming for my Robert. Thank you very much.
I watched him on I'm a Celebrity. Dorkiest man on TV.
He's better than Julia Morris.
Well, that's debatable.
What an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Do you think they are perhaps plants from like a Balding Cream company who are trying to sell more Balding Cream?
Ashley and Martin or whatever it is.
Reverse of that.
The opposite.
Opposite that.
Possibly. I reckon there could be a marketing campaign come out of this and more people would go bald if they knew that they would be successful in Hollywood. I think this is a thing. I'm debunking it.
I am like 6 months away and a couple of stress moments away from being successful in Hollywood. I can't wait.
Make that 2 months with your kid around the corner.
Okay.
That is true. I will be tearing any the last few little strands that are on my noggin out of there.
And if that's the case...
I'm like Homer Simpson with three
Before Christmas, we'll see Crivo on one of like the Hunger Games movies franchises or something then.
I like how you see that as the pinnacle of success as well. Well, watch out, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I am coming for your work. It's very simple. I just got to lose.
You're coming quick as well.
I'll just lose a few more. 8:54, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Woo!
We're pretty much done for the day, though, aren't we?
We most certainly are. A bit of housekeeping. Only local winners here on New FM. Tracy from Madawi walking away with a Double Tire exclusive boat party.
Heck yeah.
Well done, Trace.
If you want to win some of those, plenty more chances right throughout your work day and with your 100% live and local drive home with Joel.
That's it. Pretty much done. We've also got this weekend. You want to talk about something specific here, Stephen?
Yeah, free tickets all weekend to Pandemonium 2024. It's happening on Tuesday. It's happening at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. We're talking Alice Cooper, Blondie, The Psychedelic Furs, Wolfmother. It's going to be a star-studded show. You want to be there, listen right throughout the weekend, or you can book tickets at pandemonium.rocks.
That's it. If you don't win them. It's really good. That's us pretty much done and dusted for the day, though, rather. Mm-hmm. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, have a great week, everyone. Up the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Yes.
Come on!
Let's hear it. We'll hear about it on Monday, no doubt. We'll catch you then.
Bye.